Weather Brains 101 with Professor Peters.
Doug in Trustville, Alabama, wrote recently asking about thermometers. A thermometer is a device that measures temperature, how hot or cold a substance is, using a variety of different techniques. The word has its roots in Greek, thermo, meaning heat, and meter, to measure. A thermometer has two elements, the temperature sensor, for example, the bulb on a mercury thermometer, in which some physical change occurs with temperature, and some way of converting this physical change into a value, the scale, on a mercury thermometer. Industrial thermometers commonly use electronic means to provide a digital display or input to a computer. The two most common units for temperature are Fahrenheit and centigrade or Celsius. The thermometer was not a single invention, but rather a development. Early scientists noted the principle of expansion and contraction with change in temperature. First thermometers, or thermoscopes, were developed in the 11th century, but early thermoscopes, where air was involved, suffered from a problem. They were sensitive to air pressure. Plus the confusion created with a variety of temperature scales from the early developers. Official observation sites at airports measure temperature using a platinum wire resistive temperature device, which operates under the principle that electrical resistance varies with temperature. The accuracy of a thermometer depends on a number of factors. Typically, thermometers are calibrated against known points on a temperature scale, like the boiling point of water or the freezing point of water. But like all things, there is a tolerance, so accuracy may be rated as plus or minus a degree or two. The sighting of a thermometer is also important for proper readings. An accurate thermometer will read too high, for example, when exposed directly to the rays of the sun. Most modern-day thermometers provide enough accuracy for typical purposes. Should you put different thermometers side by side, though, you're likely to see variations in readings due to tolerances in the materials in each thermometer. Looks like those thermometers will get a workout on the low side with all the cold air in the U.S. this week. If you have a weather question, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.